First, welcome back. It's been a few weeks. Last time we finished Hilchos Bishul, which we had spent a long, long time on. I put some of the shiurim on YU Torah if anybody's interested. I need to go back and listen to them and put the rest of them on. So if anybody wants to go back, at least some of them are there. What we're going to be doing from here on in, moving forward, is we're going to be doing the other melachos of Shabbos. Well, we're not going to do every single one of them, but we're going to try to do many of them. And Lewis had requested to do muktzah, so hopefully, I don't know, in 6 or 9 months or something like that, after we do a good chunk of the melachos, then we'll do Hilchos Muktzah, which is a very, very comprehensive, difficult topic. That's gonna probably rival our bishul in the amount of time we're gonna have spend on it. But for these malachas, I think we're going to probably do between 1 and 3 or 4 weeks on each malacha, try to establish the building blocks of it, and then the practical applications of it. So the first one that we're going to do here, we're not going in order, we're doing... The reason that I chose Bor, I guess maybe after this we can go in order, we can, if anybody's interested in a specific one. I think Bor is something that comes up very, very frequently on Shabbos. It comes up all the time. And it's an area where people can make, it's very, very easy to make a mistake in if you're not really sure what to do. So that's really why I figured that we would go from Boer. So today what we're going to do is we're going to basically put the building blocks in place. We're not going to really have practical applications. I hope next week to really try to talk about a lot of practical things. How to eat watermelon, what to do with the seeds. If there's a bowl of nuts and you want some of them and you don't want other ones, we're going to, can you take your silverware out of your, where it's drying, and then and put it away into your drawer, taking books off shelves, putting books back onto shelves. Lots of practical things. I hope to do those next week. Yes. It could be we'll get to some of them the week after. Salads, and putting aside, right? You know, you don't want part of your children, you don't want the other part of your children. How do you go about doing it? That's all stuff that we're going to come to next time. For now, what we're going to have to do is we're going to talk about what exactly Borer is. And under what conditions it's permitted, and we're gonna talk about those conditions as well, and then we're gonna apply them next time. So the Mishnah, we've done this Mishnah before, and we'll come back to this one again. The Mishnah lists all the malachos. So the Mishnah and source one and Shabbos Daf Ein Gimel Amud Aleph says, Avo malachot arba'im chaser achat. There's 39 malachos. So Shabbos 40 minus 1, 39. So, and the Mishnah then lists them. The first one, Hazareya, planting. We're gonna try to also, I hope to do some of these as they relate to us practically, so. Zoraya, maybe could be one shear on Zoraya or something like that. So Zoraya is planting, putting a seed in the ground. Choresh is plowing the ground to prepare it for the Zoraya. It's why it's listed in this order is something that we can maybe talk about when we come to those malachos. But Choresh is plowing. Kotzer is cutting. After your wheat grows, you're going to have to cut it. Me'amer is gather it. After you cut it, you gather it. And now when we're going to start to come towards the Borer, then Vehadash is crush it. So apparently what happens was, after you would have gathered all of your wheat, you would have taken some type of sledgehammer. I'm not really sure what exactly. It was something, or you could have stepped on it yourself. And you were just smash everything so that the outside kernels that are not the stuff that you don't eat break away. And you get to the inside part, which is the part that you're ultimately going to turn into a flour. Okay, so you separate the external, I think it's called a husk. I think that's what, yes, I'm not so familiar with this, but I think it's called a husk. And you get the wheat kernel inside of there. That is dash. That's the crushing it to separate the two. Then you have what's called zore, where you take everything. And there's some type of kli, some type of of object that you would use to help you out with it, and you throw it into the air. What happened then is that the stuff that you don't want, the little pieces that aren't good, the wind would blow them. But the actual wheat kernel was heavier, so the wind wouldn't blow it, and then it would land back down into your kli that you threw it up in, and then you'd have in your hands. Then we have borer. Borer is, now that you have the wheat kernel, and now this is what we're going to be talking about, borer, is there would be some dirt, some rocks, other things in there, and what you would do is you would then take the rocks or the dirt or whatever you don't want, and you would take it out. So if we just pause here for a second and look at the Rashi and the Mishnah that I brought right after this. Rashi says, borer is psolet biyadav, taking out the psolet, taking out the refuse, taking out the object that you don't want with your hands. removing it. So that is Borer taking out the pebbles. You already have your wheat kernel there. You already got rid of a lot of the stuff you don't want, but there's going to be some more, so now you take it out. Take out the rocks with your hands. Then we have Tochein. Now you have your wheat that's more or less clean, right? You got rid of the stuff you don't want. You then would grind it. Then after you grind it, Vahmarakid, you would sift it. And now you have flour. Now you have your flour. You just sifted it. You got your flour. Vihalash, then you knead it with water. So you knead it into a dough. Vihaofa, and then you would bake it. And these are the first malachos that are listed in our Mishnah are all the ones that have to do with Sidur Depa. We're going to see that in the Gemara. These are all the ones that have to do with making bread. So these are our malachas. So we see from Rashi, what's the definition of borer? How do you define borer? You define borer as removing what you don't want. Removing what you don't want, and that's going to definitely be a big factor come back to play as we move along this morning. Okay, so the Gemara now, we're going to do a good chunk of the Gemara from that relates to Borer. The Gemara says, in source 2, the Gemara on this Mishnah, HaZorah HaBorer VeHaTochein Merakeid, the Gemara says, Hainu Zorah, Hainu Borer, Hainu Merakeid. Gemara says, hold on a second. All three of these things seem to be very, very similar. What was Zorah? Throwing something up in the wind, and the things you don't want are going to get blown away. What's Borer? Taking out what you don't want. And what is Merakeid? Sifting. These all sound to be the same thing. I kind of got pushed into... The order got shifted here a little bit, but if we look in Rashi that's in Source 5, the first one... Rashi says, "Hainu kemo haini yukomer demaflig luhutana demasnisin litlat." That the Tana of our Mishnah separated these three things: the Zohar, the throwing it in the wind, the Borer, separating it, and the Merakeid, sifting it into three separate categories. V'halo kulan melacha achasin. Really, they're all one thing. Demafrish ochal min apsolas. What you're doing is you're separating edible from non-edible. You're separating what you want from what you don't want. These are the same malacha. Why, in other words, it's a question. Why do we list three malachas that are all the more or less the same thing? This is what the Gemara asks. So we have, the Gemara continues, Abaye v'Rava damri tarvayu. So Abaye and Rava, they both answer, Kol milta dahavya b'mishkan, avagav de'ika didami alach chashiv la. So anything that was done in the Mishkan, even though there were other things that were similar to this, if this was an important action that was done in the Mishkan, we count it as a malacha. So yeah, okay, they are similar. They're not exactly the same, right? Otherwise, we wouldn't have counted them three times. They are similar. They're similar. They're close enough. But because each of them was a key action that was done in the Mishkan, okay, so fine. We count them as three, right? Those are the malachas. The malachas are what was done in the Mishkan. So now the Gemara says, V'lichshiv nami kotesh. Hold on, but also crushing. In the Mishkan, they used to crush, I believe they used to crush the dyes. They used to crush the I don't know exactly how you make dye. I think you crush things into fine powders and then mix in maybe water, mix in some other things. So lichshiv nami kotesh. That was also done in the Mishkan. How come? And it seems to be similar. It seems to be... Well, it's similar to dash, which is really what's going to come back to. Dash was the first step here, crushing things. So how can we don't count kotesh? So Amar Baye Shekain Ani Ochel Pito Belo Ketishter, because a poor person wouldn't necessarily crush his wheat or crush his things to be so fine. I guess because of I don't know why. I didn't even think about it till right now. A poor person wouldn't have done this. Maybe the time involved, maybe he couldn't have afforded the process. I don't know why, but a poor person couldn't have done such a thing. Meaning, yes, they did it in the Mishkan, but because it's not so integral, like it's not something that there's a group of people who aren't doing it, so it's not as important, so we're not going to count it as an Av Malacha. It's still going to be forbidden, but it's not going to be an Av Malacha. And then Rava says, Hamani Rebbe hid amar avas malachos arbim chaser achat. He says, no. Rebbe says there's 39 malachos, yichashiv kotesh, havilei arbaim. If you would count kotesh crushing it, now we'd have 40 malachos, and we know that there's only 39 malachos. So what's the Gemara going to ask? The obvious question. The Gemara is going to say, v'lei puchadam ehanoch v'la ayel kotesh. Okay, so take off Zorah, take off Borah, take off Merakeid, right? We just said those are almost the same thing. Include kotesh. Why do we exclude kotesh, but include those other ones? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right, there's no answer for this. We can't say that there's 40, so we just excluded Kodesh for no reason. So Ela Mechavarta Kedabai. Really, it's like Abai's answer because there's poor people, Bizman Azeh, there's not enough people who don't do it, that it's not such a key action that we're gonna count that as one of the malachos. So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this Gemara, and he just sets out the basic principles that we talked about before, that Zorah is in the wind. Merakeid, the last one, sifting, you use a kli for, you use a sifter, you use something for that. Yeah. And Borer is with your hands, right? Though that's basically the difference between the three, and why it matters, and this isn't necessarily something for us, but good to know, it matters because if you want to give somebody a warning, if you see somebody doing something that's forbidden on Shabbos, and want to tell them, don't do that, you're violating ex malacha. If somebody is taking something out with their hands, and you say, don't do that, you're violating Zorah, that's not a good warning. The person, mm-hmm. there's not going to be a punishment, because Zorah is only when throwing it in the air. Meaning you have to know which one it is, so that you can give the right warning to a person who's violating it. So this was all not necessarily le'inyan halacha, but halacha l'maisa for us, but it's good to know. So now, back to Borer. Any questions? I also feel free to interrupt if...
39 malachos came from...
The Gemara makes a drasha from a pasuk.
Okay, because it comes from a pasuk. Because we're back in, just like it's 613 mitzvahs, you have to dig back into it. So the 39 we have to back into.
It's, yeah, the Gemara has a drasha that involves some... I don't remember that.
We're lacking from the pasuk, though, the 39.
I don't know if anybody says there's more.
But no, because
the Mishnah clearly says there's 39.
Is it has to be 39. I mean, right. You know.
Right. But we also say that it's Rebbe's opinion, so I don't know if there's somebody else who said that there were more than 39. That I don't know. I mean, I think they were... I don't know if they were... I think they were other malachas, but that weren't even done then, but I just that they're... I don't know if we want to count some as an avos and some as a toldah. Why that matters is also a very complicated...
Whatever was
done. There's 39, right.
The process of the baking or the
coloring. Right, that's what we... Right, that was done in the Mishkan.
Right,
I think there's even two... There's a big machlokas even. I didn't look into this. This is just from a long time ago. About if it's the malachos that were done in the Mishkan. I think there's two opinions. If it was related to malachos that were done in the Mishkan or not. This I don't recall off the top of my head. Okay, so now that we're talking about Borer separating or selecting, now we're gonna talk about under what conditions can you separate something, and under what conditions will your actions be forbidden. So the Gemara in source 4, I numbered these out because we're going to have 5 answers to the question, some of which will be accepted, some of which will be rejected, and the ones that are not clearly rejected are going to come back for us. They're going to be very important. So the Gemara says at the top line in source 4, from Shabbos Daif, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan. So we have a teaching from the rabbis. Hayu Lefanav Minei Ochlem. You have food in front of you. Borer ve'ochel, borer umeniach. You could separate them and eat them. You could separate them and leave them. Meniach means leave them aside. Okay. Velo yivror, and don't separate them. Ve'im birer chayv chatos. And if you did it, you're chayv chatos. That's also doraisa. Okay. So now we just have this is entirely contradictory. Entirely contradictory, right? The first half, the first two things are, you could do it, you could leave it, and the second two are, don't do it, and it's also Doraisa. Okay, so the Gemara, obviously, my Kamar, the Gemara's like, that's the very next thing. What does this mean? What does this statement of this Braisa mean if it just told us the first half said that it was Mutra, and the second half said that it's also Doraisa? So the Gemara has 5 answers to this question. Okay, this is most of Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph here. Okay, the Gemara says, Amar Ula, answer number 1. Hachi ka'amar, borer v'ochel lebo bayom. You could separate and food to eat it for that day. Borer meiniach lebo bayom. You could separate to use at any point during the daytime, during that day. Ulamachar lo yiver, but to separate on Shabbos for the next day, that don't, lo yiver, don't do. V'im birer chayv chatos. If you separate on Shabbos, you have food that you want and you have something you don't want, and you separate it for the next day, that is asur doraisa. So now, Maskev Lo Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is going to say, yeah.
Preparing on Shabbos for another day, that's not a, that would be an Avma.
Hachana.
Where does that come from?
Hachana. Hachana. I think Hachana is a Isser Derabanan.
It's a Derabanan.
It's a Derabanan. Yeah. Okay. Would this also be Hachana? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but it's the Raisa, so it doesn't
make a difference. Right.
We just read.
Chana is also complicated. I mean, we can talk. If you remind me, we can talk about that later, at some point later.
But we just said, what about on Yom Tov?
I think Yom Tov is entirely different. Right. So maybe in the after our practical okay. applications, we can talk about Borer on Yom Tov. Yeah, let's. Yeah, okay. Okay, so the Gemara says, Matkif la Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, hold on a second. V'chi muter lefos lebo vayom. Are you allowed to bake for that day? V'chi muter levasha lebo vayom. Can you cook for that day? What are you telling me? If we accept that Borer is an Isser Daraisa, Ula just says that you can just do it at any point for the day. Meaning, if you can't cook Shabbos morning to eat some to eat the food at Shalosh Shodes, why can you do Borer on Shabbos morning to eat the food at Shalosh Shodes? This is Rav Chisda's question. So we appear to reject this because we're not allowed. Just because you're doing something for hours later doesn't necessarily make it mutter. Number two. The second answer, El Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda gives a different answer. Borer v'ocham pachos mikashir. You can do it to less than the volume that would make you liable on Shabbos. The grogros, that's the shear, it's a dried fig, I think. So if you do a small amount, that's mutter. And borer meniach, you can pachos mikashir. If you do a small amount and you can leave it over to the side also, that's okay. But uchshir lo yiver. Once you reach the shear, that's aser. Don't do it. V'im birer chayv chatos. And if you did it, it's also daraisa. So this is answer number two, which will also be rejected. Maskiv la Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, v'chi muter lefos pachos michashir. What do you mean? Just like you're not allowed to cook less than a shir, you're not allowed to do borer less than a shir, right? Less than a shir is still usher, right? Chatzi shir is still usher. What are you telling me that chatzi shir is told you'd be muter if you were separated less than the shir? So this answer is rejected, which we're going to now have our final three answers, which are all more or less accepted lahalacha, even though the Gemara rejects some of them textually. So now, the third answer. Ella, Amar of Yosef, Borer v'ochel biyad. So now, first answer that we're going to really be accepting lahalacha, you're allowed to separate food with your hand. Borer u'meiniach biyad. You can do it and put it aside with your hand. We're going to come to the meiniach also, we're going to have to see what that means. Bekanon uvitam choy lo yivro. But if you use a kli, you use some type of a pot to do it, don't do it. V'im birer patur aval aser. These kinds of things, the kanon uvitam choy, they're not the standard things that you normally use. It's not a sifter. It's not something that you would normally use to separate. I think Rashi says that it's there's like a pot that has a wide opening at the top and a smaller opening at the bottom. So a lot. It's my impression was a lot of stuff fits through it, but some stuff doesn't. Meaning it doesn't exactly do such a good job at sifting. Right, something that you wouldn't normally use to be a sifter, that's aser derabanan, the Gemara says. Uvinafa uvichvara, but an actual sifter, that lo yivra vimbira chayv chatos. It's chayv chatos. Aser deraisa. So what he's...
That's not bara, though.
That is
the actual sifter. Is it bara, or is it...
Yeah, bara.
But we said sifting was is an av malachar in itself.
Sifting for Merake. Yeah, we said that they're all three of them are similar things.
Similar, but it's not. But you wouldn't be chayv on Bora, though, if you'd be chayv on.
Interesting, hold on. I didn't. I'm gonna have to think. I want to think about that later. Okay. I don't know why I didn't. Your question is, what's the difference between using this Nafa Uvichvar, the actual sifter, that's Chayv Chatos, and Merake?
To me, it actually doesn't, it makes even less sense, because we said there's three similar items, right? It's Borer.
Right, Zoreh, Borer, and Merake.
And Merake.
Right,
and
Merake was the sifting, right? I guess to look into more, sifting more, yeah.
The three, one is done with one is hand, one is by with a kli, mm-hmm. and one is done, I guess, by the air.
Interesting, okay.
So we're saying the one time we're allowed to do borer is biyad, by hand, which right. is the exact definition we gave it originally.
Right.
So that should be the least, because that's exactly is borer. If you use some sort of a plea that you normally wouldn't use, I would think that would be... That would give you an opportunity.
Okay, I don't know. It could be that we have to, when you combine it with all the conditions, that's what's going to make it mutter. Meaning it's not only biyad. Okay. I want to think about that. That I want to think about more. What the difference is between this and Merakit. If you're saying you're using a kli that it's also d'oraisa for borer, what's the difference from Merakit? Okay, fine. That's a good point. Okay, the Gemara rejects this, but not for Eric's reason. So we have to see what we have to think about that reason. But the Gemara rejects this. Maskev la Rav Hamnuna midi kinu v'tamchei katana. He says no. We're trying to fit everything into the top line in source 4. The Braita doesn't say anything about what kind of vessels you're using. The Braita doesn't give any indication that you're using a kli or not a kli. So he says, I don't like this answer because the Braita doesn't say. He says, presumes the Braita would have said if you were using a kli or not a kli. Answer number 4. El amar Rav Hamnuna borer ochel ochel mitoch ha-psolet. When are you allowed to do it? Only when you actually take the food, take what you want from what you don't want. Boru meiniach ochel mitoch ha-psolet. Take the same thing. Take the food, not the refuse, not the object that you don't want. Psolet mitoch ochel lo yiver. But you cannot take the psolet. The imbirer chayv chatos. And if you did in fact take the psolet, that's aser doraisa. So now maskev la abaye midi ochel mitoch psolet katan. He says textually, I don't like that either. The brisa never says anything about ochel and psolet and shifting the subjects. That the first half of the brisa is talking about ochel and its mutter, and the second half of the brisa is talking about psolet, and that's also doraisa. Right? It's basically saying there's two separate subjects going on in that sentence, and the brisa doesn't say that. So now, what's our final answer? El amar abaye borer ochel la alter. You could do it immediately. For immediate consumption, you could do it. Bora umeniach la'alter. You could do it. Meniach here, we're going to have to say, means at some point for that meal, like not to necessarily eat right away, but to use in that meal, or to use for other people that are going to be joining you. And for the rest of the day, you cannot do borer. And if you did, chayv chatas. And Amru Rabbanan Kameh Derava Amar Lo Shapi Amar Nachmeni, that they liked Abaye's answer. So we have 5 answers from the Gemara. The first two were rejected conceptually wow, because you're not allowed to bake in the morning for the evening. You can't do borer in the morning for the evening too. The third and the fourth answer were rejected in that they don't fit in the text of the Braisa, but they weren't rejected. They weren't logically rejected. And the fifth answer seems to be the pshat in this braisa, and certainly was not rejected. Okay, so what we have here now are the 3 criteria for when you're allowed to do borer on Shabbos. The first one is you must do it biyad. You cannot use a kli for it. Second one is this, and this is the fourth answer from the Gemara, you must take the ochel, the food, from the psolet. And the third one is it needs to be for immediate use. So all 3 of these terms we're gonna now work on defining exactly how we explain each of these terms, because even though they might have sounded like they're clear, there certainly is going to be a lot to talk about. For example, how do you define psolet? What is psolet? If you have 2 foods in front of you, if you have also we're going to talk a little bit more about this next week. Borer is really from a mixture, so this wouldn't be borer. But let's say everything here was mixed in together, and I decided that I wanted to separate the pretzels from the crackers, and I was going to eat one of them now, and I'm going to eat one of them later. Is the one that I'm going to eat later psolet? Because everything's relative, right? Basically, I'm saying I don't want it now. Does that turn what I don't want now into psolet? And then I would have to be careful in how I separated it. Or, what if they had a mixture here, and I don't want either of them now? Can I just decide, hey, I want to go separate this, because, right, is either of them really psolet in that case, or is either of them really ochel in that case if I'm not using anything now? So we're going to have to, these are all things we're going to talk about. Hopefully we'll get to them this morning, but we have to define the altar also. What does it mean for immediate? At what point does separating food become for immediate use? Can I do something now before I go to shul in the morning for lunch, which is going to be 3 hours later? Or can I do something right before lunch for dessert, let's say? Right, somehow your dessert is going to be involved some type of separating and involved in your dessert, but and then it's not going to be for 2.5 hours from now because you know that lunch is going to take a while. But could you do it before lunch? Is that considered to be the altar? So these are things that we're gonna see as we go through these the rest of the sources here. First, we could. I think we'll, in the interest of time, we'll skip source 6. We'll go to source 7, the Rambam, so that we can see these things brought la halacha. We'll see the Rambam, then we'll get into the Shulchan Aruch. It's source 7, the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perichet, Halacha Yod Bet, the Rambam says, Borer ochel mitoch psolet. If you take food from the psolet. O shayu lefan of shnei minei ochlin obirer min mimin acher bin nafo v'chvara chayev. If you separate even food from the psolet, but you do it with a sifter, that's chayev. That's also deraisa. But the things that you, the kalim that you don't usually use for this kind of thing, that's pater, means it's asur derabanan. So now what does the Rambam say? V'imbirer biyado le'echol le'altir mutter. The Rambam tells us that all three statements, what we just said outside, that all three of the final three answers from the Gemara are all lehalacha. Meaning it must be ocha from the psolet, biyado, and le'altar for it to be mutter. The Rambam more or less says this again in Halacha Yud Gimel. He tells us that if you did something, even if you did the ocha min psolet, and you did it with your hand, but it wasn't for immediate use, you did it in the morning to use it for Shalosh Shudis, that is usur deraisa. That's also deraisa, meaning that you really need to have all three of these conditions in place to make your activity mutter, which is why borer is a very complicated issue that comes up all the time. So the Shulchan Aruch, so now we're gonna, I guess we could actually, let's pause just to see, just to jump to the last source for a second. We'll come back to source 8, but if we just take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in source 11, the last at the very, very end. Source 11, we'll come back to source 8 in a minute. This is from the Mishnah Berurah's Hakdama, from his introduction to Siman Shin Yotet, which is the Siman that discusses Borer. He says, Hine Borer hu echan meilamit tet avo melachot shel Shabbos. So he says, Borer is one of the 39 melachos. V'chayavin aleha gam kein chatas b'shogeg u'mita b'mezen. And if a person does it accidentally, that's a chayv chatas. But if they do it b'shogeg, b'mezen, sorry, if they do it on purpose, that's chayv misav, because it's they violated Shabbos. Kamo al shar melachos. And now he says, v'avonosenu harabim. Unfortunately, through the sins of the masses, avonosenu harabim, harbe anashim nichshalin b'isur borer. A lot of people really do stumble in the isur of borer. And he says in that, and therefore, I'm going to try to explain this with Bezrat Hashem in all the details. So he says, and I'll give you an introduction. That the Isur of Bor on Shabbos only applies when there's three ways, from three options or three ways that would make it into the same thing that you would do during the week. So the first one is im borer psolet min haochel. If you take, we're saying now the converse of what we said before. If you take the psolet from the ochel, afilu borer biyado, even if you do it with your hand, vidato lechol miyad, and you want to eat it right away, gam kein chayav, it's chayav. If you take the psolet, that's an action that you're chayav for. Shezehu derech breyer b'chol, because this is the way that we normally do breyer, livur ha-psolet min ochol, that's what breyer is. Breyer usually, right, what was breyer in the Mishkan? What did we say at the beginning? What was breyer in the Mishkan? Taking the pebbles, taking the what you, that's what Breyer is. Breyer generally is taking what you don't want out of what you do want. So basically everything that we're trying to do to make it into a mutter activity is gonna be like reversing that and turning it instead of Breyer. In essence, what we're trying to do is we're trying to take Breyer, what looks to be Breyer, and redefine it as an achila. Right, which is obviously, if you can't do that, then you wouldn't be allowed to eat on Shabbos. Right, we're redefining Breira as Achila, and that's what's gonna, and that's really where how everything comes together. That it has to be the Ochel because you want to do the Achila. It has to be Biyado. Otherwise, it looks like it's gonna be real Breira if you're using a kli for it. And it has to be La'alter. You have to eat it right away because otherwise, if you do it for 5 hours later, that doesn't look like it's that you're eating. It's not for eating. That just looks like you're separating something. So that's the Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Bet the Mishnah Berurah says, "Im hu borer bechli shederech livor ba kegon binavo v'chvara chayev afilu hu borer ha'ochel min apsol." If you do a kli, you're chayev, even if you take the food, right? Even if you, basically, what the Mishnah Berurah here is saying is, he did this in the first one and the second one too, is if you satisfy two out of the three criteria, but not all three of them, that's aser deraisa. That's aser. You need to do all three to make it mutter. So vidat alecho miyad shekain derech habor bechli pamim hubor ochel min apsolik yigon shenik ve'akver, because he says sometimes you really do separate the ochel in bor, fine. And then skipping to gimel, filu im hubor ochel min apsolik ubi yado, you take the food with your hand, ach shedat alecho la'achar zman, but you want to eat it later on, chayev ve'enu muter livarkim bofen shizar b'chol gimel ofanim. Right, it's only allowed if you satisfy all three of these criteria. Dahainu sheyivur ha'ochem in apsolet, that you take the food, v'gam shabreri yebiyado, and that it's in with your hands, v'lo b'chli, v'gam sheyedato lechom yad, she'az lav derech breirahi, because if you do all three things, it's not going to appear to be derech breira, ela derech achila. It's not going to be separating, it's going to be eating. And this is his introduction here. So now let's go back. Any questions? Questions?
Eating, it's not an issue.
Eating, right. You want to try to take your separating and turn it into eating, and then you'll be okay.
But it's considered the act of eating as opposed to...
Yes.
I mean, because every time you take a bite from your plate...
Yeah. Otherwise you'd never be able to
and
eat.
And you're not using your hand, presumably.
So we'll talk a little bit about that. I think the general... the fork is the extension. It's an extension of your hand, so that's going to be...
A spoon, a sifting spoon is also... Spoon. I mean, there must be a spoon. You can't use... A spoon that has holes would be considered sifting. It's still an extension of your hand, though.
It could be, yeah. We'll have to... that's something we'll have to...
Those mixed together.
Well, that's something we'll have to talk about, yeah.
If you had those mixed together, and you only wanted the pretzels...
Yes.
You have to... And, of course, you're going to eat it right away. Then you have to take the pretzels with your hand. You can't take the crackers and put the crackers...
You would not be able to take the crackers and put the crackers aside.
You want
to
eat?
Yes, you'd have to take what you want to eat, yes. To the best of my knowledge. Yeah. Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you, for fish, the thing is that you bake fish or something and they find out that fish has quills in it. It's a possible...
Like bones?
Bones. Quills is another word for bones. So the thing is...
That's something we're going to talk about next week when we talk about a practical, what do you do?
Oh,
that's one of the things.
That's
the fish and the bones is one of the...
Separating the good from the bad.
Right. Clearly what you could do is you could, if you're able to just every time get on your fork the food, so then that's fine. The question is, could you pull the bone out that appears to be not?
Yes.
So when we talk about the practicals next week, that's going to be one of our examples. That's one of the, that comes up. And then if there anything that you possibly could do to make it easier for you to eat, because sometimes you're really hard unless you can get the bone out, so we're gonna talk about other ways that might make it mutter to separate what you... there's going to be a lot of practicals. Taking a tea bag out of tea, for example, is that the tea bag is, we would say, you want the tea. Your tea bag is considered to be the psolet, most likely. I have to look into this a little more. Maybe if you're going to use it again, in a few minutes or right after, maybe it's not psolet because it's still, it's altar and it's ocha, I don't know. But a tea bag is another example, right? So these are all things that we're going to talk about when next week, hopefully next week, and if not next week, it'll be the week after, but when we apply everything that we're learning here to all the practical situations. Okay, so now to source 8, the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Mishnah Berurah here is going to define a lot of the terms that we've been wondering. The Mishnah Berurah is going to define what psolet is. The Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah is going to tell us what la'altar is. So we're going to see these now. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Yotet Sif Aleph Haborer Ochel Mitoch Psolet. You take again the food from the what you want from what you don't want. Or if you have two different kinds of foods, and you take the one you want and you leave the one you don't want, if you use the sifter, if you use these other things, that's asur derabbana, patra v'asur. And if you do it with your, if you do it to eat it right away, that's mutter. And right away, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the final sentence in the Shulchan Aruch: "V'im birim biyado." If you do it with your hand, kedei, to eat it immediately, that's mutter. The Mishnah Berurah jumps right in, just to make sure we're not confused. And I kind of what I did here was I put the Shulchan Aruch with the Mishnah Berurah underneath it. I thought that might be easier to read. Mishnah Berurah in Gimel, right underneath it, says, "Hainu davka ha'ochal min hapsole." Don't ever forget; it must always be the food that you take out. Right, this is what we saw as an introduction. Two out of the three of these criteria, no good, you need all three. That's what he says here. Ula hefech. And if it's the opposite, if you take the psolet, b'chol gavnei chayv, you're always chayv. It's always asur deraisa to take the psolet. And now the Rama tells us in the Haggah right under this, V'chol ma shabor letzorach ota se'uda shemesev b'miyad mikri la'altar. Once the altar is anything that you're going to need during that meal. Right? It's not that it's need right away, it's what you need for that meal. So what I brought up before, let's say you somehow your dessert was you took what you wanted, right? You need to have it, you need to take the ochel, and you did it with your hand, you didn't use a kli, but you did it before your lunch started, so that when dessert comes around, right, you can just take it right out, you don't have to wait around. That is still la'altar, because the dessert is part of your suda, right? Maybe we'll see this later. Maybe I don't remember if I quoted this. I saw somebody say that if it's for after benching, maybe that we wouldn't necessarily consider that to be part of the same suda. Certainly, if you're benching after your dessert, your dessert is part of your suda. There's nothing that's still considered to be la'altar, so you can do it before you start eating. Yeah. Some postkin, we'll see. Hopefully, we'll see this today. If not today, we'll just do a quick overview. Next week, we'll see it. Some postkin give some time limits for this. They say you try to do it within 30 minutes of the meal, within an hour of the meal. I think what seems to be clear is that don't do it before you. If don't before you go to shul, separate. Take your you have two types of chickens mixed up, and you want one for lunch, and you want to save one for shalosh shudis. Not to even within a mutter, you take the one you want, and you did it with your hand, but you did it before you go to shul for when you come home for lunch. That's not la'altar, so right, you still need all three of the criterion.
Sidebar, so dessert is part of the suda.
Yeah, I
just curious.
I don't know why for brachos.
Yeah, that's so. Why would it fit? It should fit. It would fit.
That's yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Well, for whatever. That's a brachos. So
yeah.
Okay. So then, and in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says this in Dalet, listed under the Mishnah Berurah Dalet here in V'chol Mashibora, Rotza Lomar Afilu Yarech Mansuda Kama Sha'ot. Even if your meal is going to take a few hours, Mikri La'alter Kevin Shabera Hu Samuch L'Su'uda. Right? Again, it helps us define this, but it's not very precise, right? Because we're basically saying La'alter is Samuch, close to the Su'uda. What's close to the Su'uda? Again, it's, I don't know, maybe reasonable minds can defer a little bit what close to the Su'uda is, but the point is that if you wanted to separate and you know you're not going to come to that food in 2 hours from now, that still is considered to be for immediate use, and that is mutter. And then in the next mission tells us the im kavanaso kedesh yishtayer gam achar suuda o al suuda acheres chayiv chatas. But if you increase the quantity to an extent that you know for a fact you're not going to have used everything that you separated, chayiv chatas aser doresa. You can't just say, well, I need some of this for my immediate use, so now I'm gonna separate the whole pot. Everything is gonna get separated. That's chayiv chatas. But ach imimel nishtayim ibriyarsa. You don't have to start making calculations. Everybody's gonna eat 3 pieces of this, so that means I need to separate 15 pieces, right? Say you do a reasonable amount, and if you have anything left over, that's you didn't violate anything because you separated for that meal, and it just happens to be that it didn't get eaten for that meal. This is exactly what the Mishnah Berurah quotes here. Achim imeli minishtayer mibriraso avachar suda in bechach klom. Kevin shekvar bir beheter. When you did it, it was beheter. At the point that you separated it, you did it biyad, you did the ochel, and you did it thinking that it was going to be for the altar. That is considered to be mutter. And then v'afilo achir. Next Mishnah Berurah wrote alomer de echad yachol liver ba'ad kol bnei suda. Right, it doesn't mean it doesn't. This is, I think, what the Gemara meant when it said meiniach, that you could borrow it umeiniach, leave it over. It means leave it over for other people. Right, it doesn't have to be that everybody's going to be borrowing everything for themselves. Right, if you're hosting people and you prepare the whole thing, you can borrow. You do the you separate for everybody that's coming for that suda, and that's 100% mutter. And it continues, V'ein bazeh mishum borer, again, the derech achilahi. The whole point is we're trying to make the separating into an act of eating, and this is all derech achila. Sorry. V'afilu einu ochel ba'atzmo klal imahem. And this is interesting. Even if you're not even eating for them, you're just helping people out, and you decide to take out some food from the pot, the ochel from the psolet, and they're going to be eating it out there, and you're going to go home. You're going to leave. That is also mutter. Gam ken shari. So this is all our definition of la'altar here. La'altar means for that meal, the upcoming meal. You certainly would not be able to do from one meal to the next meal. The Rambam said that explicitly. You wouldn't be able to do from one meal for, you wouldn't even be able to do it, not for a meal, but you just say, in an hour I want to eat X, Y, Z, so let me separate it all now, that you cannot do. Okay, that was Sif Aleph. Sif Bet. Shulchan Aruch says, "Habocher ocha mitocha psolet biyado lahanicho afilu levo vayom nasuk bar la'osher v'chayv." If you did the ochel and you did it with your hands, but you did it for later in the day, chayv aser doraisa. So, and again, some of this is repetitive, but the Mishnah points out in number tet, "Dipsolet mitocha ochel afilu la'alter chayv." Right, again, even if you satisfy two out of the three, but you take the psolet, you take what you don't want out of your mixture, chayv aser doraisa. So this is what the Mishnah says, and then he says, I don't know if we're going to... We have about 10 more minutes, so I don't think we're going to do all of these... I don't think we're going to do all of these inside... But we'll do Yud Aleph now. He gives us an example of something that used to happen, so we can see a little bit, one practical example this week. V'chayav, he says, Al kein yesh li zar b'mashino agin ha'olim l'hachin ha'bitzalim b'chomeitz le'ezer tiko ma'achal etzud ha'gimel. So apparently they used to put onions into some type of vinegar to make a dish for Shalosh Shabbos. Uborin ha'alin ha'tovim minakmushim v'amitu la'im, and they used to take the good leaves from whatever, or the good parts of the onion from the parts that were bad, or maybe some of them had some bugs in it that they didn't want, the pieces, the parts that had the bugs in it, they used to take it. So you have to be careful. Shelo yasu ze rak samach l'su'uda. Don't separate the pieces of the onion that are good at 4 o'clock in the afternoon if Shalosh Shabbos isn't until 7 o'clock at night. And be careful, don't take out the withered or the bad ones that you don't want. Don't take those out. Because that's the psolet. And then he even says the shilte giborim cause of the nagin lahachin zemei erev Shabbos, right? Just to show how difficult borer is and that it comes up all the time, you really have to be careful. The shilte giborim, his minag was to do this before Shabbos started. Because he said it was very difficult to really be on top of all the borer halachas, so he would do it in advance. And he says, "V'amachmir v'osekein tavol abracha." The Mishnah Berurah quotes that if you're machmir, like meaning if you do the borer before Shabbos, so that you never have to come into a situation that you might make a mistake or might do something wrong, tavol abracha, fine, good. But at the end of the day, you don't have to, because we have. We have ways that you can do it on Shabbos as long as you're careful and you know what you're doing. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah says here. So now we're going to define psolet, and I think this will probably be our last topic here. I think we more or less did everything in next week. Next week we'll probably end up doing what I quoted from the Yalkut Yosef. We'll probably do that as a review because that's a good summary. And before we get into the next topic, so now the question is going to be: we just defined the altar. How do we define psolet? What exactly is psolet? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Gimel, "Hayu lefanav shnei minei ochlim." Mu'uravim, right? You have two foods in front of you that are mixed. They're both food. Everything's edible. It's not fish and a bone. It's not chicken and a skin. It's pretzels and crackers. Borer echad me'echad u'meinia chasheni kidei lechol miyad. You can take one from the other, i.e. take the one that you want to eat, and eat it, and leave the one that you don't want. The Mishnah Berurah, we'll jump down to the Mishnah Berurah here for a second. Umeinia chashini, rotze lomar, de oto sherotze lechol ata chashuv keochel. The one you want is considered to be ochel. Vehasheni, the one you don't want, is chashuv psolet, is considered to be psolet. So this is maybe the hardest borer question, because at the end of the day, it's very hard to, most people don't think, like, oh, these are just two foods, so I can just totally separate them, right? Like a fish and the bone, it's a little bit more to clear, which if you have a food, I mean, if you separated these in order to eat this now and this in 10 minutes, I think that doesn't seem to be borer, because you're not... This is ochel, and that's probably the altar also, right? This is still ochel, and you did a biyad, and you're going to eat it right away. But if you separated it to eat this one now, and this one in a few hours from now, so, and instead of eating the one you wanted now, you took out all the ones that you don't want, that's what the Mishnah Berurah here is pointing out, that the food that you don't want is considered to be psolet. And then and he continues, "V'im kein tzarech liver zeh sharotz alechol miyav." You need to take the one you want. Take what you want and leave the other one in the plate. Don't take out what you don't want. That's usher to do. Right, even if you're going to want to eat that in a... Oh, he says even the altar. Interesting. That's interesting. I don't have to look into one of the Svarim on the Mishnah Brewery here. I don't know. I would have thought that if you were going to eat that one also in a few minutes from now, that would be okay.
He says, by definition, this one, I actually like this one better. So I'm separating them, eating what I don't really like first, saving the better for last.
So then, but then you're like, eat it. But then you're eating the psolet then. If you're taking out what you don't want, then you're eating the... Okay, interesting. So this is what he says. Now, if we go back up to where it's the Seif Gimel, to the end of the line, the Haggah, it's underlined by the bracket. He says, and this is going to be something we're going to also talk about more in the next week or two. Vishnei minei dagim mikre shnei mache minei ochlem. Right? If you're separating, what are these kind of pretzels called?
Pretzels.
I don't know what these are called. The logs from these ones, pretzels, right? Those are pretzels. Pretzels and pretzels, right? It's hard to say that's Boer because it's the same thing. But he says if there's two different kinds of fish, that's considered to be two separate kinds of foods, and they'd be Boer for separating them. The Ramah quotes this, that if you have Shnei Binei Dagim, that's two Minei Ochlem, and it's usher to do Boer. And then he says, and then we'll say this one outside too, but he does point out that if you have two of the same object, one is big and one is small, but it's the same thing, we can call that borer. Borer is separating two separate types of things from each other.
Honey, something, chicken, sweet and sour.
So that he does, I don't remember if it's the Rama.
Mustard, chicken, and...
I think it's the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that if you have two different kinds if you have two different kinds of chicken, one is roasted and one is cooked, those are considered to be two different kinds.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are two different kinds. If they were prepared, those are two different kinds. He quotes that there, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and I apologize for not coming, we're not going to see this. He does quote a Taz who says anytime you're separating anything, even if it's the same thing, but one's big and one's small, that's considered to be Borah. I don't think that's really accepted. But something that's very important is if it's the same thing, right? You have grapes, and some of the grapes aren't really good, and you take out the... Even though it's the same odd, right? Same grapes from grapes. Yeah. If it's not good, that's borer. It would be borer to take out the bad one that you don't eat. A burnt piece of meat, if it's not really something you're going to eat, you could not take that one away, because that would be borer. Then the final thing that we're going to say for this morning is the Bir Halacha in Source 9 quotes the Primigadim, who is in a doubt about what if you just were to separate two things that were both edible and you don't want either of them now? Is that borer? Right. You just have these mixed. You want them to be separated. You'll probably eat both of them later. They're both food. Right. I.e., can we really call... Is there any ochel here? Borer is separating psola from ochel. What you're basically doing is you could either view this as separating two kinds of ochels or two kinds of psola, but there's no ochel from psola here because you're not doing anything now. Yeah, so he quotes from the Prima Gadim, had a suffix about this case, but for the Bir Halacha, he says that it's very clear that this is also. We can talk more about this. We'll pick up with this next week about what his rationale is. Next week we'll do the Yalkut Yosef, which is going to be a very, very quick summary of everything we did today. Then we're going to hopefully get into, then we're going to talk about how a more, we're going to define a mixture a little bit better, because Borah hasn't been from a mixture. And then we're going to talk about, then we're going to get into from there, I believe, our practical cases. And something to note that we didn't really fully see this inside, but Bor doesn't only apply to foods. That's also something we're going to talk about. Bor does not only apply to foods. It applies to
any... Deraisa also?
Yeah, as far as I know, yeah. As far as I know. Doesn't only apply to food. It applies to... If you have a pile of svarim and you want a certain one, or if you have clothes and you're trying to dig through your clothes, or one of the most common cases is your silverware, right? Can you take your silverware that's in your drying board and then go put it away because you're like, oh, my fork is here, my this is here. You're separating, so we're gonna talk about mutter ways to do all those things. Okay.